Fred Film Radio. Alicia Nella Città at the Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome, where Michelle Pfeiffer and Angelina Jolie had just introduced Maleficent 2, Mistress of Evil to the Italian audience as the pre-opening of Alice nella Città. They met the young audience during the morning and then we met them again on the red carpet for the big European premiere. Listen to what they told us.
Once I've been told that in Disney movies it's very easy to define who's bad and who's good, but I think, do you think that the real revolution now for Disney, for these films, is that there are so many gray areas and you cannot really define so easily what's good and what's bad, then sometimes even the bad people are acting.
Well, yeah, that's what I loved about the first film and you know, what that theme continues on in this film. And it's the challenge of playing any villain, really, in any movie, or any, you know, the bad guy or the bad woman, is to find that humanity. And I think it's the thing that kids really like, too, and really respond to in films like this, because so much of your life you're told to be good and you know, not even really knowing what the hell that means. And you know, we're a lot of things. You know, we're good a lot of the time, but we have bad thoughts a lot of the time. And I think there's a, you know, kids grow up, people grow up feeling a lot of shame for, you know, just thinking certain thoughts. And so I just love that it deals with the complexity of what a human being is.
Yes, I do as well. I think also what was nice about this is sometimes it's the bad person is very appealing and the bad behavior is very appealing. In a lot of films, they make the bad behavior appealing. And I think that's the thing a parent should watch out for most of all. What are the children going to mimic and why? And what I think is interesting, for example, in this film is for example, Michelle's character, she's wicked, and it's so fun to watch that she's wicked, and she does all these bad things. End of the day, we explain that she's afraid. She's a fearful person. She's not a strong, powerful, all-powerful, brilliant person. She's afraid. She's a coward. And that is important, because for those people you see that seem like they're in charge of everything, and they're the boss, and they're tough, and they're in control, and they're so powerful and strong, to lift that curtain a little and say, actually, no, they're not so. And then, yes, for someone like a Maleficent to say something that you might seem is frightening or different, but again, you lift that curtain and that person might actually be capable of a lot of goodness or maybe fighting for a very good reason.
How can we teach young people not to be afraid of what's different from us?
Well, I think we have to lead by example as adults and just embrace diversity and be our true selves, because I think a lot of people are living a kind of a half life because they're afraid of what people might think. And I think there's a lot of judgment these days. Children are feeling a lot of judgment. So I hope that everybody can find, if this film says something about the inner self, the true nature, and whether you're like Aurora and you are very soft and very pink and very loving, that's wonderful. And whether you're a bit wild and a bit mischievous and a bit crazy like Maleficent, if it's you, if it's who you are, then you have to live your life fully. As long as you don't hurt anybody, live your life fully.
There are so many kind of strong women. What is strength for you?
Strength is knowing what you stand for and defending those whose rights are being oppressed. It's being in defense of good people and being willing to fight whatever it takes. I think this film has a lot of messages, but I think strength is not about being so tough you can hurt somebody. I think that has nothing to do with it. I think in this film we see that Michelle's character is so aggressive that she has all those traditional strengths, but it comes from fear. It's cowardice. And real strength is when you can not be afraid of someone who's different from you. In fact, be very embracing and very open and excited to get to know them and open your mind and open your heart and your life to others.
Maleficent has changed a lot through the years. What's the change that you like the most about her?
I like that deep down she's a little goofy. I like that she's silly, you know? There's a big part of her that is that just wants to play, that just wants to be free, that isn't looking to fight all the time. So I like that. I like when she's, especially when she's with Diaval, and she gets to be a bit.
How can we teach young people not to be afraid of what's different from us?
Just tell them, don't be afraid of what's different, and don't be afraid of the differences in you. I do feel that young people are a lot more colorblind, and, you know, kids, it's a learned behavior. You know, when you're little, you don't see color, you don't see class, you don't see race. So... But I do. I have a lot of hope and faith in the younger generations.
There are so many kind of strong women, but what is strength for you?
Strength is a lot of things, you know. Strength is patience. It's resilience. For me, that's really what strength is. I think it manifests itself in a lot of different kinds of ways.
Michelle, your character is very strong, but still very afraid. What do you think of this aspect of her personality?
You know, I'm not sure ultimately how strong she is. I think she's wickedly smart. But I think that she is motivated a lot by extreme fear. And she's really damaged from when she was younger. And I think that when you have brilliance with damaged psyche and power... is a very dangerous combination, and that's what we have with Queen Ingrid.
And we'll be talking to Angelina Jolie and Michelle Pfeiffer from European premiere of Maleficent 2, Mistress of Evil, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome, for Alice nella Città, Rome International Film Festival, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.